18 days ago, on a road in central Mexico, hijackers seized a truck with an unusual cargo, 10 tons of cyanide. 7 tons are still missing. Police are conducting door-to-door searches of warehouses, as well as conducting air and land surveillance to try to find the 76 drums of poison. While there is concern that the cyanide could be used in a terrorist attack, Mexican and U.S. officials also say this may be a case of a robbery gone wrong. Lawrence Iliff, Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, joins us from his office in Mexico City. First of all, Lawrence, how likely is it that the thieves thought they were getting something other than cyanide?
It's probably pretty likely. What I hear from experts is it's probably a 50-50 chance that it was a random robbery. The truck was not marked in any way. It was just a truck. And Central Mexico is called the Bermuda Triangle for the number of trucks that disappear. There's thousands and thousands every year. And they probably thought maybe they were getting, you know, clothes or shampoo or something that could be sold in the black market. The other 50% possibility is that it was an inside job, basically, that there are some legitimate end users of this sodium cyanide, and rather than paying for it, they arranged through contacts to steal it. And, of course, there's a tiny, always open possibility that terrorists or somebody who want to do bad also contracted for it to be stolen.
So if this is the Bermuda Triangle for trucks, why was there no, for example, security on this truck, given it was carrying such a toxic substance?
Well, that's where it comes down to the driver, and I think he's going to be key. He broke a lot of rules. He was on rural highways where he is not allowed to be with this type of material. He says that he wanted to save the tolls on the major highways, but that's under question.
So if this was a theft for someone who legitimately uses cyanide, what use would that be?
Primarily, you hear it over and over again, is mining. Mexico is a huge silver miner, and also there's a lot of gold mining.
So what are the police doing now to try and find the stuff?
The police are actually fairly worried in the sense that they found the truck, the cyanide was missing. They thought it was probably an inside job and something that they could figure out quickly. That has not happened. It's now a federal case, and you have roadblocks, especially on rural highways where they may try and move it. They're going to businesses and trying to find out if they have too much cyanide. They want to account for this, and so does the FBI. They want to find these 76 drums and rule out terrorism.
How much coordination is going on now between the U.S. and Mexican officials? Are there extra precautions being taken?
The FBI and the U.S. authorities don't always want to say to what extent they're involved, but they say that they are giving information to the Mexicans. There's a lot of border security. It's hard to get any more heightened security on the border than there already was after September 11th. But they are specifically, Customs, INS, et cetera, are specifically looking for this type of material. The government is setting out all kind of alerts. They're sending alerts to the hospital, what type of symptoms to look for. Even here in Mexico City, Mexican authorities are trying to get as much information out as possible in case sick people start coming in. So far, the health minister says no sick people showing these types of symptoms have shown up at Mexican hospitals, or obviously any people have died from it since it's extremely poisonous.
Lawrence, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Lawrence Iliff is Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. He joined us from his office in Mexico City.